Hello, and welcome to episode 8 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and today I will be talking about essential oils. Later on, there will be the usual quizzes, so let's get settled and have some fun. I have mentioned essential oils in past episodes, so I thought it would be a good idea to do a full episode on the subject. Essential oils, like crystals and gemstones that you can learn about in episode 2, have been used for thousands of years. According to Wikipedia, because I do like to do my research, the first person who officially recorded his work with essential oils was, and I do apologise if I pronounce his name incorrectly, Ibn al-Battar. He was an Arabic botanist, chemist, and scientist. Essential oils are present in plants, flowers, soaps, shampoo, perfume, cologne, moisturisers, and basically anything that has a herby or plant-based scent. They are used in cosmetics, wax melts, candles, baked goods, massage oils, and bath oils. These oils are extremely beneficial when you are receiving a massage. You could be getting a massage for any number of reasons, for instance, stress, after participating in sports, for relaxation purposes, for weight loss, or even to arouse yourself and or your partner. Different essential oils are used for different reasons during a massage. You must choose the right oils according to the type of massage that you are receiving. Each oil has its own healing properties. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, some oils are toxic, so do check if you can use them during pregnancy or when you are breastfeeding. Just as an example of which oils can be used for different massages, here are three options. Rosemary can soothe tired muscles. Grapefruit can tighten flesh after weight loss. And ginger can stimulate circulation. Oils can help clear the mind and promote an overall sense of well-being during and after a massage. If you are alone, as in you have no one around at that particular time who can massage you, or you simply do not feel comfortable having a stranger massage you, you can still give yourself a wonderful massage. Taking some time just for yourself, even if it's just for 30 minutes out of the day, will do wonders for making yourself feel better. Remember, for optimal benefits, start from your head and work your way down to your feet. If getting a massage isn't your thing at all, you can run a nice warm bath and add your favourite essential oils straight to it. Not only will this bath help you to relax, it will help lift your mood and it will do wonders for your skin. Don't forget, for safety reasons, always do a skin patch test, especially if you haven't used that product before. When we are stressed because of how our life is going or we have issues in our relationships, our body, mostly without us realizing, automatically makes our muscles tense. Spending too long with tense muscles will affect your mood, your posture, and your life in all kinds of negative ways. If you are buying pure essential oils to be used for massaging yourself or your partner, do make sure to buy a carrier oil too. Essential oils should not be applied directly onto the skin as it can cause allergic reactions and it can sometimes cause skin burns. So with that in mind, do make sure to dilute the oils in your carrier oil first. Carrier oils help to nourish the skin and offer a smoother glide during a massage. There are many different carrier oils that can be used. Some of them, however, are not to be used on people who have nut allergies. The three examples I will share with you now can be used with every single essential oil that there is. Grapeseed oil, which tightens and tones skin. Avocado oil, which moisturises dry skin, and coconut oil, which can be used for healing the skin. Don't forget, when you are planning a nice romantic evening with your partner, essential oils are a part of almost everything you use to create a loving, sensual, and passionate atmosphere. From the flowers in the room, to the scented candle you have lit, to the foods you have eaten for their aphrodisiac purposes, which you can learn about on episode 3, to the moisturiser you have rubbed onto your legs, to the perfume you have dabbed behind your ear and on your wrists, everything is designed to get you both in the mood. Or maybe you are alone and you are romancing yourself. Either way, choose your oils carefully. Now, I'm going to share with you a massage story of my own, which might seem very familiar to everyone. I was on the receiving end of a lovely full body massage given to me by my partner at the time. He's not important. No offense. He had massaged my shoulders, my back, and my arms perfectly well without any mishaps. Then he started to massage my butt and upper thighs. I had noticed he had suddenly decided to use even more oil than he had been using previously. Well, I'm sure you can all guess where this is going. So he was massaging me, being extra thorough with my butt and thighs, and then it happened. He pressed himself against me and gave his aroused self a cheeky little wiggle. Well, obviously we had sex. I mean, that's how it works, isn't it? However, the extra oil he had conveniently used had made things extra slippery, and on a rather enthusiastic thrust, that man almost went straight up my ass. For those of you who know exactly what I'm talking about, I think we can all agree that when taken by surprise, it can be a bit of a shock. Now, don't get me wrong, this story isn't specific to this one partner. Pretty much every massage I have ever received from the opposite sex has turned into, well, sex. Why is that, men? Why is it you can't just massage us and just keep your appendage to yourself? Now, I wasn't complaining, and I won't complain in the future. I'm genuinely intrigued. Anyway, I have a few scenarios here where essential oil mixtures can work at their very best when it's our self-love and relationships being the main focus. Do you want to get rid of doubts in order to feel secure? If so, use petitgrain, lavender, and myrrh. Are you wanting to feel happier about yourself? Use lemongrass, rose, and cinnamon. Are you trying to get over a heartbreak? If so, use basil, marjoram, lavender, and ylang ylang. Can't be mature and say that word without giggling. I don't know why. Ylang ylang. It just sounds amazing. Anyway, are you wanting to feel optimistic? Use pine, chamomile, lavender, and benzoin. Do you need to recover your enthusiasm for life? Try lime, lemongrass, black pepper, and ginger. Are you wanting to enhance your self-esteem? Use peppermint, rosemary, and sandalwood. Do you need help setting boundaries? Try using fennel, rosemary, and ylang ylang. Do you need a reminder that you are loved? Use bergamot, rose, and sandalwood. Are you perhaps feeling anxious about sex? Try using juniper, neroli, and vetivert. Are there impotence issues that are not medical? If so, try using clary sage, rose, jasmine, and sandalwood. Does your libido need a bit of a boost? Try basil, rosemary, and patchouli. I personally would recommend that you use between 2 and 6 drops of each essential oil based on their individual strengths and why you are using them. You can look online for specific guidelines as to how many drops to use, and sometimes it is already on the bottle, so just have a nosy. I'll say it again though, do remember to check if you can use these oils during pregnancy, breastfeeding, or if you have any skin allergies. Well, that is the end of part one. I do hope you have enjoyed it. Can I just say, if you've heard any banging or a male shouting in the background that I can't seem to edit out, please just ignore it. My neighbours are having work done on the house, and the men down the street are a little bit on the feisty side. I'll leave it at that. So I do apologise if you can hear it. Also, just to let you all know, I do have a Kindle version of my podcast with added content, and it is available on Amazon. For each episode I release on my podcast, I will release the written version afterwards. So if you have friends or family who might like what I talk about but who prefer to read, please feel free to let them know about my books. The series is called Do You Dare to Invoke Your Inner Deity? Parts 1 and 2 for podcast episodes 1 and 2 are available right now. Listen to me shamelessly plugging my own books. But I wanted to write it for those people who like a little bit of juicier content, for the hard of hearing, and for the book lovers that are all around the world. Also, another big announcement. Within the next couple of weeks, I will be creating spiritual and sexy gift boxes, which will be available to purchase on Etsy and eBay. We all deserve some me time, and I want these gift boxes to remind us that we are allowed a break that is just for ourselves. Anyway, shamelessly plugging is over. Coming up next is sexy quiz time. Hi, and welcome to part two. I have three quizzes to do today, all of them in the kinky category, so feel free to join in and let's have a few giggles. So quiz one claims that it will reveal how dominant and submissive I am. Let's see how much my phone is actually listening to me. Would you prefer to be handcuffed or handcuff someone else during sex? Oh, straight off the bat there. Be handcuffed. Would you prefer to be blindfolded or blindfold someone else during sex? Blindfold someone else. I need to see exactly what's happening. Do you prefer to give or receive oral sex? Give, receive. I like both. Don't restrict me. Both. Don't restrict me. Thank you very much. Would you prefer to be spanked or spank someone else during sex? Be spanked. Shh, secrets. 5. If there's a ball gag involved, who's going to be wearing it? My partner. Don't ever put that thing on me. How do you feel about having your hands pinned above your head during sex? Yes, please. I wouldn't mind, but it doesn't really do anything for me. I'd feel super uncomfortable. Wow. These are proper getting in there, aren't they? Yes, please. How do you feel about dirty talk during sex? I feel embarrassed and I hate it. I feel a bit nervous, but once I get into it, I'm fine. I don't mind it either way. Literally, what's the point in sex without dirty talk? That's my answer. What's the point in sex without dirty talk? Would you rather use a dildo on someone else or have someone else use a dildo on you? Oh my. On me? Would you rather punish somebody or be punished during sex? These are a bit personal. Okay, punish me. Purely because I don't like to punish people. Doesn't make me kinky. If you and your partner were doing a parent-babysitter role play, which role would you take? Neither. That's weird. Do you know what? I'm going to choose the babysitter. Not that I like that role, because if anyone started anything, I'd knee him in the nuts and walk out. Your partner says, get on top during sex. What's your reaction? Eye roll. Do I have to? Tut. Fine, if I have to. Sure, let's roll. I'm already on top putting in the work. I'm going to choose, sure, let's roll. How lazy would you say you are in the sack? Incredibly lazy, to be honest. I just want to lie there and enjoy it. Quite lazy, but I'm not a corpse. Bloody hope not. Depends how tired I am, to be honest. Lazy? Absolutely not. I'm dedicated to the cause. That one. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be having sex if you're lazy. Or should I say you shouldn't be having lazy sex? How confident are you in giving orders? When am I not giving orders? Yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't mind, but I wouldn't say I'm super bossy. I suck at giving orders. I'm too polite. I'm going to say I'm cool with it. When stuff needs to get done, stuff needs to get done. How good are you at following orders? Not very, at all, in the slightest. Is that on there? Let's have a look. Let someone boss me around? Absolutely not. If they ask nicely, I don't mind doing what they say. Yes, I don't have a problem with it. I'm like a well-trained Labrador. No, I'll go with I don't have a problem with it. Oh, okay. So I got I'm 42% dominant and 58% submissive. That might be accurate. It also might not be. Quiz 2. This quiz apparently will determine what percent top and bottom you really are. Well, quiz 1 says I'm a submissive, so let's have a go. How long does it take you to prepare for sex? Huh? Just get down to it. A little deodorant and aftershave and I'm ready to go. A quick shower and I'm good. I like to have a thorough shower and make sure I'm fresh. It's an extensive procedure that has no time limit. Well, surely that depends on the situation. I'm going to say a quick shower. Obviously, if you've got a big night planned or a big date planned, you'll go through the whole procedure. So if you just fancy a quickie, bloody hell. Anyway, what's your favourite sex position? Doggy, cowboy, missionary, standing up, 69, or something else? I'm going for doggy. Where's your favourite place to have sex that's not in the bed? The shower, the sofa, the kitchen counter, the dining table, the floor, outside, in or on the car, or somewhere else? Can I please choose all of the above? Nope, there's no option for that. Let's go for comfort. Let's do it on the sofa. Netflix and chill. How kinky would you say you are? I'm pretty vanilla. I'm a little kinky, but nothing too wild. Pretty kinky, I like to be creative. Very kinky, I'm into some seriously freaky stuff. I'm going to choose a little kinky, but nothing too wild. But I guess it depends on your relationship. Has anybody ever called you daddy in bed? No. What with me being a woman? And I won't tolerate that. So I'm going to choose no, and I want it to stay that way. Well, I think this quiz might actually be for a man. Never mind. Which of these dates would you be happy to go on? A couple of drinks, a fancy ass dinner, a trip to the movies, a walk and a picnic, the theatre, all of them. I want to go to all of them. Oh, I'm going to choose a walk and a picnic. If you went on a dinner date, what would you choose off the menu? Something light that won't sit too heavy. A burger, ribs, steak, pasta, pizza, or a vegetarian option. Steak. Love a good piece of meat. How do you like to split the bill on a date? I like the other guy to pay. I like to treat the guy so I'd pay. I prefer the bill to be split equally. Yeah, equally. I'll go for that. What's your favourite sexual asset on another guy? Oh, is this a gay quiz? Nothing wrong with that. Didn't realise. Fuck it, let's carry on. Ass, dick, I like both equally. Ooh, I do love a good ass. I'm going to choose I like both equally. What do you think is your better asset? Ass, dick, I like both equally. This is definitely a man quiz. I don't have a penis, so I'm going to go with ass. How many sex toys do you own? None of your business. None, one or two, a small collection, I have quite a few. Sorry. I have enough to stock a shop. Well, I'm going to say A small collection. I may or may not be lying. Do you own a douche? Nope, but I'd know plenty. Oh dear. The first time you had sex with a guy, did you top or bottom? I bottomed. This is definitely a gay man quiz. The last time you had sex with a guy, did you top or bottom? I topped. If you had sex right now, would you want to top or bottom? I would want to top. I would want to bottom. I would want to top and bottom. Depends what the other guy likes. I don't mind. Well, I guess I'd have to choose that one. Depends on the situation. Ooh. So I got 52% top and 48% bottom. Excellent. And quiz three is, are you more kinky, vanilla, or somewhere in between? I think I'm in between. Let's find out. Using a blindfold during sex, into it or not into it? Into it can be fun. Using handcuffs during sex, into it or not into it? Into it. Using rope as a form of restraint? Nope, I don't like rope burn. Use a bondage tape as a form of restraint? Nope, it's very difficult to get out. I know that's the point, but I'd freak out. Spanking with hands? Into it. Spanking with a prop like a paddle or cane? Paddle, yes, cane, no. So I'm going to stay neutral. Dirty talk during sex? Into it. Spitting in someone's mouth or having someone spitting in your mouth? Ew. No, that's just dirty. Not into it. Spitting is really rude. Tasting your own cum? Into it. Shh. Tasting someone else's cum? Into it. I really hope no one I know ever listens to this. Nipple play with hands? Into it. Nipple play with props such as clamps? Depends on the clamp. Some of them can be quite painful. I know sometimes that's the point. I'm going to remain neutral on that one. Using a toy during sex? Into it. Using a leash and collar during sex? I'm not a fucking animal. Don't treat me like one. Having sex while wearing a mask or bondage hood? Nope. That's creepy. Foot play or foot worship? Nope. Stay away from my feet. Using ice cubes during sex? Yep. Using hot wax during sex? Yes. Sexting someone? Yes. Having phone sex? Neutral. I say neutral, right, because for some reason, when I talk rude, I get an American twang. I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with Americans. I just get an American twang. And I'm English. I don't know why. Sending nudes and receiving nudes? I'm going to remain neutral. I suppose if you're in a relationship, that's fine. Filming yourself having sex? Neutral. Again, relationship. And you can trust them. Don't agree with revenge porn. Having sex in a swing? Never tried it. So I'll say no. Having sex in a risky place somewhere you could get caught? Neutral. Having sex while people watch? Nope. Mind your business. Watch the people have sex? Nope. Mind your business. Having a threesome? I'm going to remain neutral. Having a foursome? That's far too many people. Nope. Having group sex? Nope. Too many. Wearing fetish outfits like leather or rubber? Absolutely not. Using a chastity device? No. Have you seen them? I'd tell you to Google it, but I wouldn't advise it actually. Role play for sexual purposes. I'm going to remain neutral because I'm not very good at it. I'm a bit clumsy. Breath play. Choking, for example. Neutral. Animal role play. No. Age play. Absolutely not. Trampling. No. Fisting. No. Erotic electrostimulation. No. Having sex that involves urine? Nope. Having scat sex? No. Really? I got vanilla. You're not kinky at all, to be honest, and that's okay. Bringing chains and bondage hoods into the bedroom isn't really your cup of tea. You'd much rather just keep things simple. Now let me tell you something. Not one of my friends would ever say that I'm vanilla. But whatever. Never mind. So that is the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to, please like, share, subscribe, and leave me a review. I do appreciate it when you do that. You can follow me everywhere. Just check out my details at www.linktree/spiritualandsexy. And I will be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself. And as always, play safe. Bye.